In the past few years, a number of high-profile celebrities have started to talk publicly about having a child using a surrogate, such as Elton John and Sarah Jessica Parker. Although it's becoming an increasingly visible way of starting a family, we know relatively little about the surrogates themselves or how their friends and their family feel about their choice to help create a family for others. Today I'll be talking to Susan Imrie, a PhD student at the Centre for Family Research, who has spent the last few years speaking to surrogates across the UK, and to Dr. Vasanti Jadhva, a senior research associate at the centre, who has been doing research on surrogacy families for the last 10 years. So hi Vasanti and Suze, thank you for talking to us today. So before we begin telling us about the study that you've been working on for the last few years, would you mind explaining just briefly what surrogacy is?
Surrogacy is where a woman carries a pregnancy for somebody else. Usually it's for an infertile couple, so where the woman is unable to carry the pregnancy herself for medical reasons, but it is also used by gay couples to help them start a family.
Okay, thanks Vasanti. And roughly how many people in the UK have babies through surrogacy arrangements?
So there are no accurate figures available on the number of the surrogacies that take place each year, but estimates suggest that it could be around 150 surrogacies, although that's likely to be an underestimate rather than an accurate reflection of what's going on.
Okay, and do you get any sense that it's something that's going up? Is it getting more popular?
Certainly the demand for surrogacy has increased in recent years, and we also know that more and more couples are going abroad as well for surrogacies. So there definitely is more surrogacies taking place, but like I said, there's no accurate figure, so it's difficult to determine exactly how prevalent it's become.
Okay, and could you tell us a bit about the study that you've been running for the last few years?
Yep, so the study is being funded by the Economic and Social Research Council, and the project is looking at the longer term impact of surrogacy for surrogate mothers and their families. So we're interested in whether the surrogate keeps in touch with the couple that she helps and also with the child, and also what her family feel about surrogacy, so how her own children feel about their mum being a surrogate.
Okay, that sounds great. Suze, from your experience of talking to surrogates, do you get a sense of why it is that women choose to help a friend or a family member or a stranger to create a family? Because I imagine it's a decision that you wouldn't take lightly.
It's not taken lightly. The women that we spoke to in the study had given the decision a lot of thought. They discussed it with their families, they'd contacted surrogacy organisations, they'd spoken to other surrogates. It was a very considered decision. Mm-hmm. And in terms of why women want to become surrogates, the majority of surrogates we spoke to wanted to help a couple have a family. Mm-hmm. Many of them had friends and family members who'd struggled with infertility, and they were very moved by the couple's stories. They looked at surrogacy as a way of helping the families that they knew and of helping other families in the same situation.
Do you get any sense that a reason that women act as a surrogate is financially motivated?
So there was no indication that financial motives was a primary motivation, and we have to remember that, you know, in the UK surrogates can't be paid to be surrogates. I think what we found is that the main motivation is wanting to help a couple who can't otherwise have a family. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things we did find about this group of women was that their own families are actually, they get a lot of pleasure from their own family. So family life is really important to them. Mm-hmm. So it's no wonder then that they really value being able to help a couple also achieve that same sense of value from a family that they have in their own families.
Mm-hmm. How do you go about finding a surrogate in the UK?
So it's actually illegal to advertise for a surrogate or to advertise your services to be a surrogate. Mm-hmm. There are organisations that you could approach that could give you help and advice about wanting to be a surrogate, and it's possible that you might meet an intending couple through an organisation like this. And also, you know, some surrogates are asked by their family members or friends or have met somebody through a family member or through a friend. So, you know, so word of mouth as well is another way that they may become surrogates.
Okay. And from the women that you've spoken to, how do they feel about being a surrogate once it's all over? So do these women ever regret that choice, or have they generally had positive experiences?
Most of the women we spoke to had positive experiences. They were very proud of what they'd done. They were proud of being a surrogate and of helping to create a family, and they were very aware that it wasn't something that everybody could do. Most of them, about 75%, kept in contact with the families, they kept in contact with the couples and the children, and they created lasting friendships out of the experience.
Mm-hmm. And have you found that the surrogate's family members, so their husband or children, have they generally been supportive of their decision to be a surrogate, or have there ever been any tensions or difficulties that arise because they've chosen to do that?
Generally, it seems to go very smoothly, and surrogates discuss the decision with their partners and their children before becoming a surrogate. Some of them said to us that they actually wouldn't have gone ahead with the surrogacy had they not had family support in place. Mm-hmm. And most of the partners and children that we spoke to were very supportive of surrogacy. They were proud of the surrogate for what she'd achieved. The extent that the families were involved in the surrogacy varied between families, but the majority of partners and children were supportive. Mm-hmm. They were supportive of surrogacy as an idea, and they were supportive of the surrogate. They were proud of what she'd achieved, and many of them had contact with the couples and the children as well. And I've got a couple of quotations from some of the children that we interviewed.
Oh, fantastic.
One of the children said about surrogacy, she said, "I think it's a brilliant thing. I think just for someone to go through what my mum went through to make someone else happy, I think it's just amazing how someone would do that for someone else." Mm-hmm. And one of the other children said, "I think she's a strong person. I'm just proud of her. She's a lot stronger than most people."
Okay, that's great. Thanks, Suze. So you've mentioned that it's quite common for the surrogate's family to stay in touch with the family that they help create. What are those relationships like?
Most of the surrogates we spoke to were in touch with the surrogacy children once or twice a year. And all of the surrogates who were in contact with the children met up with them face to face. So often this was something that the whole family did together. They might meet up for the day, go to a theme park, go for a picnic, something like that. So it was a family occasion. The surrogates tended to keep in contact with the mothers more frequently, so they might text an email or ring each other in between the meetings. And in terms of what the relationships were like, they seemed to be genuine friendships in most cases, and they were relationships that had grown up over a period of time, and the surrogates valued them.
So do you say in most instances there's ongoing contact between surrogates and their families and the families that they've helped create?
Well, we found that when we looked at all the surrogacies together, about 3/4 had kept in contact.
Okay.
So in about a quarter of the cases, the surrogate and the couple hadn't remained in contact, but from the majority of those, that was an arrangement that they were happy with.
Okay. And are you generally seeing surrogates and their families? How much time has passed between the time that you see them?
Average age of the child is 9.
And how do you find that the surrogates are doing?
Well, we find that most of them actually doing really well. There's no sort of psychological problems, 10 years down the line. Mm-hmm. So the long-term impact of surrogacy doesn't appear to be negative. In fact, we actually find that most surrogates have gone on to do subsequent surrogacies as well, mm-hmm. and feel very positive about their role as a surrogate.
If you would like to hear more about Vasanti and Susie's research on surrogates, please go to the website for the Centre for Family Research at www.cfr.cam.ac.uk. Thank you.